Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Got GeoInt podcast series by Trajectory Magazine. Today's guest is Dr. Daryl Murdoch, Vice President of Professional Development at the United States Geospatial Intelligence Foundation. Daryl joins us to discuss USGIF's upcoming State of GeoInt content exchanges, which will take place around the country next month and inform the Foundation's 2017 State of GeoInt report. The State of GeoInt report will be published alongside USGIF's Trajectory magazine in February 2017. Daryl, thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Hey, Krista, thank you for having me.
So 2017 will mark the third year that USGIF has published a State of GeoInt report. So for those listeners who might not be familiar, what is the State of GeoInt report and why is it something that the Foundation feels it's important to take on?
I think the State of GeoInt report itself serves several purposes. You know, first off, it's an opportunity for USGIF members and also non-members, members of the greater GeoInt community, to have a voice in talking about trends and things that are really happening out there in the working world. I think secondly, the State of GeoInt report is designed specifically to help inform our credentialing process. USGIF accredits geospatial intelligence certificate programs, as well as this year we launched a professional certification program. And so the State of GeoInt, the content that actually is derived from there, helps keep those two programs on track to make sure that we're actually molding our professional development activities in support of actual work that's being done.
And so how did the State of GeoInt content exchanges help shape the outcome of the report? What does this process look like?
Sure. So it's each one of the separate activities, right? So we have three different physical locations where the State of GeoInt is going to happen. First of all, in Fairfax, Virginia. And each of the four-hour blocks that we set aside for the State of GeoInt are going to be facilitated discussions, and they're going to be facilitated based on the interest of the people that are actually present. So what we're looking to do for the actual content itself that we derive from the exchanges is actually find folks that will actually write articles that will actually become the basis of the report itself. So we don't try to dictate what happens and or what content should go in. It's really the folks that raise their hand and volunteer to participate have a voice in the process. We also allow folks that are not present to submit ideas and actually, you know, author articles remotely.
Now, you said that there are going to be multiple locations for the content exchanges this year. You mentioned the events that are going to be in Fairfax. What are the other locations?
Right. So for the first time, we're expanding the State of GeoInt content exchanges to include the greater St. Louis, Missouri area and also Denver, Colorado. And those are, I believe, on the 18th and 17th of October, respectively.
And so if someone's never attended one of the State of GeoInt content exchanges before and they sign up, what can they expect will take place at the event?
Well, sure. Well, it's a very collegial process. There will be some version of a facilitator for the Fairfax event. There will be a person doing actually what's called an affinity process, whereby the people that show up will effectively self-select into groups based on topics that are of interest to them. From there, they'll go through a process where they'll refine ideas, and the end result of which is typically a title and even a rough draft of a description, usually a paragraph or two, about what they plan on writing about. And for some really aggressive groups that get together, they actually come up with an entire outline by the time the content exchange is complete.
And are you required to ultimately write anything if you want to attend one of the events and participate in the discussion?
No, that's a great question. I get that one frequently. Absolutely not. If you just want to be a fly on the wall, by all means,
come on in. It's open to everyone, right? It's a free event. All these are free events, and please do come. We also highly encourage students to participate. You can come and just sit on the sidelines and just watch, but it's a whole lot more fun if you pick a topic that is of interest and at least, you know, participate in the discussion. You don't have to write anything. If you go to the content exchange and don't want to be an author, that's okay too. So there's lots of different levels of participation, anything from fly on the wall to I want to be a lead author.
And so that's great. You mentioned that students are welcome to come. Who else is invited to attend? Like, what sort of mix of expertise are you looking to achieve at the event for the discussions? And then also, why do you recommend that people attend?
So I want to deal with the first question, or the last question first, why they should attend. I think that anybody that is a GEOINT practitioner, anybody who is involved with any sort of GEOINT or GEOINT-related activity, whether you're a business development person, whether you're a scientist, whether you're an engineer, whether you're an analyst, or whether you're an academic, I think anybody involved with with GEOINT should attend, because you get an idea and you really get a really good sense of trends and things that are really happening, things that are of import to people, because people come and they talk very passionately about the things that are bothering them as well as things that excite them. So you'll hear that wide spectrum of pain points and things that people are really, really jazzed about. So I think that you get a lot about it. Who's invited to attend? Everybody. If you're a student, if you're a faculty member that teaches GEOINT or GEOINT-related analysis and or tradecraft, if you are an analyst, if you're a government official, if you're a procurement government official, if you're a business development person, if you're a program or project manager, if you're a serviceman or woman, anybody who's related to the GEOINT world, and if you're an international student, if you're an international practitioner, by all means, you're invited too. GEOINT has grown beyond the world of the U.S. defense and intelligence community. That is a strong core of what we do and who we are, but GEOINT is global now. So I would encourage anybody that does GEOINT or thinks they might be doing GEOINT-related activities or is involved with them to show up.
Great. Thanks, Daryl. So for those of you listening, if you're interested in attending one of the State of GEOINT content exchanges, all of the details and registration links are in the text accompanying this podcast. And if you can't attend one of the content exchanges, look for the State of GEOINT report to be shipped along with Trajectory Magazine in February 2017. And Daryl, thank you for your time, and good luck with your events next month.
Kristen, thank you again for having me.